What I'd like us to do in this segment, because we call it our solution segment, is talk a little bit about what we can do with respect to this attempt to remove our history. While we have been on the program, I've received a couple of texts from a friend of mine. Yesterday, he is a pastor. He said, yesterday, I preached on this very thing about the removal of our landmarks, the removal of these Confederate statues, and how it is more than just an attempt to remove racist individuals, because Robert E. Lee was not a racist at all. It's an attempt to erase our history. And this pastor said, I addressed it directly. And can you believe this? Two people got saved at the end of the message because God empowered him to preach it. But he's addressing it, Sam. That's one thing that can be done is pastors talk about how critical our history is and the maintaining of it, what God has done in the past. But what can the common citizen, the listener to this program, do when they see these things happening? They're troubled by it. What can they do?
Well, I think there are a couple of things. One, all of you folks who are listening, if you are a parent, if you are a grandparent, if you're listening to this program, you're sensitive to the things to which we're talking. The biblical principle is fathers must pass along to their sons and the grandsons truth. That's what comes from God, but it's also truth relative to our nation's history, the facts, the truth, the history. We learn from history, we should. That should happen. Grandfathers, grandmothers, talk to your grandchildren. They're not getting a lot of these things in school. Talk to them, pass along to them, encourage them to take and study. Dave, that's a very easy one. And because there are more grandparents and parents out there right now listening to us, to anybody right now, if all of you were to do that, it would impact things faster than you can imagine. That's one thing. Just start there. Just speak, communicate to your children and your grandchildren.
Great suggestion, Sam. And I want to do this because I've been recommending this book to a lot of people. I want to mention it again. It's a great book that Ronald Reagan wanted taught in every public high school history class. Unfortunately, he was unable to get that accomplished during his tenure as president of the United States. But the title of the book is The 5,000-Year Leap. The 5,000-Year Leap. It will help you understand the significance of the formation of the United States of America, the fact that God's hand, friends, was on this country. He birthed this nation, and he has certainly blessed this nation in the 240 years of its existence. And a great place to begin teaching, as Sam has advocated, your children, your grandchildren, is by reading this book yourself. And perhaps your children, young people, are older, you can encourage them, purchase a copy for them and encourage them to read the book. And then, friends, talk. When you see things that are wrong, that are going on within the context of our country, address them in a very direct way.